toll booths are coming down, so nothing stops you. New York is introducing
a new commercial featuring Pro Football Hall of Famer Thurman Thomas sings the praises of Easy Pass, the small device placed on windshields that thousands of Western New Yorkers already use to pass through toll booths. Thruway officials are encouraging more motorists to buy one in advance of the cashless toll system that will go online at Grand Island later this month. The Easy Pass will be scanned as a car travels through the gantries that will replace the toll booths. The Thruway Authority's acting executive director, Matthew Driscoll, says others will receive a bill by mail.
When you drive under the gantry, we'll take a picture of your license plate, and a bill will be sent to your address that is listed under the Department of Motor Vehicles.
After 100 days, a $50 fine will be added for unpaid tolls. But what if there's an error? The billing system for the cashless toll system at the Mario Cuomo Bridge downstate has drawn complaints. Driscoll says the system here will be improved.
So they'll be able to go to the website and they'll be able to look up the system on which they traveled. It will identify the amount that they owe or don't. And through that mechanism is how it is addressed.
The Cuomo administration is looking to eliminate cash tolls throughout the Thruway system. Amherst Town Supervisor Brian Culpa says he was told the Williamsville toll barriers should be replaced by the end of 2020.
What that'll do is it's going to relieve congestion on Main Street and Sheridan Drive. We're going to see a better flow of freight and better flow of commuter volumes in this corridor. We're looking forward to seeing the success of this product on Grand Island, and we look forward to continued work with the Thruway Authority and future successes in the Mainline 90 corridor.
The dismantling of the Grand Island toll booths will begin shortly after the cashless system goes online, and there will be road configurations in three phases. No timetable was set for completion. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.